Well, the East Room of the White House looked more like the audience at the Grammys last night than the head of state for the country. The former Beatle, Paul McCartney, now joins Paul Simon and Stevie Wonder as one of only three recipients of the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for Popular Song.
But the Beatles, they weren't the first rock stars. They'd be the first to say that others had opened that door for them. But they blew the walls down. They helped to lay the soundtrack for an entire generation, an era of endless possibility and of great change.
Joining us now, Julie Mason, the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Celeste.
So first of all, tell me what the Gershwin Prize is. It hasn't been around all that long. That's why we only have three recipients, right?
Right, exactly. It's very new. As you mentioned, it's the Library of Congress. They don't do much. I mean, they do a lot, obviously, but they don't give out
a lot. I would imagine the people working in the Library of Congress would dispute that, Julie Mason.
Lazy librarians, yeah.
They don't give out a lot of, you know, these kinds of fancy awards and stuff. So this is their big arts award. And it's very prestigious, and it's given to an artist who does song music and who embodies the spirit of George and Ira Gershwin. So it's really very special. And you could tell McCartney was just tickled by this.
Well, and he seemed to have been tickled not just with the prize, but with the president.
This is such a fantastic evening for me. I mean, getting this prize would just be good enough. But getting it from this president.
He also sang, as I understand, Michelle to the First Lady, right?
He did. He said he'd been itching to play that song at the White House, and he sang it to Michelle Obama while the Obamas were holding hands. It was quite a moment in the East Room. McCartney also took a little shot at George Bush. He said that after the past 8 years, it was nice to have a president who appreciated libraries.
Was there any cloud over the proceedings? I mean, I know there was a tiny bit of controversy that because Paul McCartney is not American-born, but there's certainly a lot of very serious issues going on in the White House right now.
There was. And, you know, the president has been in a bit of a gloomy mood lately, so it wasn't an entirely lighthearted evening. The president, in his opening remarks, did talk about the Gulf Coast and talked about the rich history, the rich musical history of the Gulf Coast and how music has always been restorative to that part of the country. And so he did tie in current events to this sort of special pop music award.
Oh, okay. So Paul McCartney now not just a knight of the British realm, but also joins Paul Simon and Stevie Wonder as only the third person to get the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. That is Julie Mason, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.